Put to the flag. We all were talking on it today, so I'm thinking we can clear. Because the Satan is all around us. Satan is walking with us every day, and he's around us, and he's doing all kind of things to bring an uproar. It is to stop us, and because he used his life as a game. As a win?
As a game.
And so whoever he can be able to overtake in this game, he gonna do just that. Am I right?
Amen.
Yeah, whoever he can overtake in his game, that's all right, daughter. All right, that's all right. Thank you. Whoever he can overtake in this game, he gonna overtake them. So we have to put Satan to a flight. As we're going to learn here today, see, because he is doing any harm, and husband don't act right, and the home, the wife don't act right, come on here, in the home, the children don't act right, and you don't need the devil around here, your relatives, your friends, or whatever, they don't act right, come on here, it's just a trick of Satan to keep you upset. That's upset. Yeah, to keep you upset. And say, we don't need that. So we're going to find out here that we need to put Satan to a flight. Amen. Otherwise, don't keep him around you because he ain't no good. He don't mean you no good. Mm-hmm. He don't mean you no good. He will keep you all upset and keep you crying and going on and upset and all that. You need to get rid of it. Am I right? Amen. See, so in the scripture, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 11. Let's read up further, maybe around about, we got 3 and 4. Amen. Let us read up around about 2 and go down. We'll see what we're going to get out of it, okay? Now remember that Jesus was him in this just like you and I. He was when? He was him. He was him then, but he had the Spirit of God, but he was him. And so what we're basically saying, he had to go through what we're going through today. And with Satan had to go through things that we're going through. And some things he went through were worse than what we're going through. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And some things we're going through is worse than what he went through. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. But we got to be reminded that we got a winner on our side to help us to overcome the wicked one. Help us to do what?
Overcome the wicked one.
Oh, Satan is the wicked one. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it. We try to quit doing things, some things that we knew wasn't right. We tried to put it down, but we find ourselves going right back to it again, doing what we were doing. But that's why Jesus had to come. He had to come down from heaven that he might be able to show us how we are to put Satan to a flight. Oh, glory be God. Yeah, that's the idea. All right, St. Matthew 4 and 2.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Now, when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. When he had fasted. Now, a lot of times, people say, if the pastor bring it up, that we need to go on the long fast, and some folks throw it off and say that that was Jesus did that. Amen. But if you want to get rid of Satan, it's going to take that.
Amen.
You got to fast, you got to fast. Because he said in the scripture, these things come through fasting and praying. Now, who is right and who is wrong?
Amen. Right.
Yeah, so you got to go through something in order to get Satan off your back.
Yes.
I know that real right. So these things come through fasting and praying. You got some problems and all that. I talked a few months back, amen, if you got a mountain that you cannot move, amen, you can't move it, so then don't be talking about you're going to ask the Lord to help you to go around the mountain and what have you, and ask him to help you to go through. Huh?
Amen.
So now the only way that you're gonna get through these mountains and these problems that you're going through, if they come through fasting and praying, that will bring the uproar. That will shake up the problem that you got. A problem that you got, you don't want nobody to know. You know you got it all sealed. You don't want nobody to know. But and the only one that you're talking to, and if you're gonna talk to, you're gonna talk to God, because He ain't gonna tell your business.
All right.
Come on here now.
Amen.
But definitely, you know, if you got a problem, a mountain that you can't move, then they're gonna come through here. And Jesus realized He had a mountain. He had a mountain that He could not move, and He needed to fast. The other disciples, they didn't let him drink, and were told to fast and pray. They didn't do it. But Jesus knew what was going to bring him through, or what he going to have to go through with. I like this. All right, now watch this now. And when he had fasted 40 days.
40 days.
Now Jesus then described that he had to have some water, he had to have some, the Bible said fasting. He had to eat fish. You know, that was not a folks, you know, they call fasting, you know, you just got to put away something, you know. Put away your skirt or your dress or your shoes or what have you. But this fasting was it was in the wind. This fasting was in the wilderness. And so it wasn't a whole lot of food out there. And no water either and all that kind of thing. He went through just a naked fast without any food or anything to drink, because it was in the wilderness and everything was dry there. And that don't get it wrong, because see, we got a lot of folks, they got the scriptures, they got the word of God all messed all up, because they don't sit under nobody who's going to teach them, who got the revelation. These things come through revelation.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to teach y'all is revelation. Amen. Otherwise, I didn't couldn't understand it. And what helped him, only God had to come and pull the curtain back that I could be able to see this revelation and understand this revelation. Amen. It's not about how much I can read. It's not about how much I can understand or whatever. These things come through a revelation. And that's why I say that you need to be careful about who you're going around listening to, because a lot of folks don't have the revelation. The revelation. Amen. And you can't give them the revelation. I don't care how much the knowledge that you got, how much you can read, how much you understand the Bible, you can't give it to them. The revelation only comes through God.
Amen.
Shall I say it again?
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes we beating our brains out and beating ourselves, trying to get folks to understand them, trying to get them to see what the word of God. But you ain't doing nothing but hurting your own self. Because this thing come by a revelation. And God only gave it to you. Now watch this scripture. Just watch it now. Y'all keep your ears open.
And 40 nights.
He was fasting 40 days Now, always when I give some comment on scripture, then you go back to that word that you just read, back to that the verse that I just read, and then that'll bring me up to date. You know what I mean? You see, and then I can be straight as I go along. All right, now read now. Back up there.
And when he had fasted 40 days. And 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights, they had nothing to eat. They didn't know that. Y'all listen to that. And when he had fasted 40 days out in the wind, out in the wilderness, out there where there was no water, no food that he could, steal away and go to the refrigerator. You know how we do if we be saying we're going to be fasting. And you remember, Brother Rupert used to live over there, live back there, on the first floor here years ago. And he be talking about it. He fasted. He kind of fasted. He get up in the morning, cook him pancakes and sweet potatoes, what they call them. There was a little cake, you know, what they used to fry. Well, he'd get up and he'd cook all that stuff at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, get him some of that stuff and sit down there and cook up some bacon and some, what they call it, and then he'd tell you that he just kind of fasted. He ain't fasting, but he kind of fasting. And some people say they fast and they're going to the getting up early and sneaking to the refrigerator or going into the pantry. But Jesus didn't have no refrigerator, and he didn't have no pantry out there in the wilderness. So now if y'all see something there different from that, then y'all come on and tell me. He didn't have that. Amen. He just plumb fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And by doing this, if you don't see that, he got what he want. Amen. You can get what you want, but you got to pay for it. You got to go through something. Amen. No need to say you want the Lord to do something to move your mouth and you ain't going to do nothing for him to move it. He ready. He's standing to reap. He's standing ready to move your mountain if you do what the Word of God says. So he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Read now.
He was afterward and hunger.
And look what it said. He was afterward and he was hungry. Yeah, you're going to get hungry. You're going to get hungry. On there. Lying at that, saying you ain't gonna get on. You're gonna get hungry because you're human. He was human, just like you and I.
Amen.
Fasting that long time, he did it. And then some of us said, "Well, I can't do that. I can't fast. Amen. 2 days. I can't fast. Just even one meal a day. I can't do that. I can't do it." But he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Human. Just like you and I. Had the human body just like you and I. He did that. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Now watch this now. Now I got no question, y'all ask me.
And when the tempter came to him.
Now why he was fasting? Why was he fasting, Sister Bell? Why was he fasting, Sister Atkins, he known that he was going to be tempted by the devil. Known that the devil was going to come to him. So that's the reason why if you want something to be doing, you got to fast and you got to pray. Because he said these things come through fasting and praying. You don't have to go talking. You don't have to go beating and knocking on by there, fighting and going on. Amen. You turn in that prayer, that'll do more damage to a person than anything. But you don't pray in no secret now. Go on, that's all I pray. Pray right there. Pray right in front of the devil.
All right.
And that'll bring them down. Call their name to the Lord. Not you going hitting on them and beating on them and trying to get even with them, even because they're doing wrong and you got to get even with them. You're going to try to get and do what they're doing. They're trying to get now. That ain't what it is. You just to plead the blood on them. All right. That will break them down. You got to go. The devil has to flee. Amen. You started crying and praying to in front of that devil and calling his name, calling Jesus' name to them. Come on here now. Amen. He going to get his hat and he going to get his coat. He going. That's right. He going. He going because he can't tell you. Amen. And when the tempter comes to him, what he did? Come on, daughter.
He said. Thou be the Son of God.
The devil, that the temple was the devil. He said, and he told Jesus, if thou be the Son of God,
command that these stones be made bread.
Command that these stones would become bread. Command. You see, the devil always got something second that he going to try to bring unto you and not only to God, he'll bring it to you. Amen. He'll bring all that kind of stuff. Now, because he knows that Jesus could turn the wind. He could turn the bread into stones into bread. He knows what he could do that because he was God Almighty. Okay. Amen. So now he tempted. He was the temple. He's just tempting Jesus, amen, about some wind, about some food. Because he know that he was when? He was hungry. And when a man get hungry, he'll do anything to get some bread. The devil know that. And I know that's real right. Amen. You got all these folks out here, they're going back to John Wayne, and going back to, amen, all those boys back there breaking in the banks and all that kind of stuff, because they're hungry. Amen. That's the problem. Brother Agan, they ain't got no job. You're a job master, so you know the reason why that they doing it. That is because they ain't got no job. They're going breaking in the bank. So you tell them folks that working on the job, that's the problem. Amen. Ain't got no money, ain't got no bread. Come on here now, it'll cause you to go break in the bank or walk in the bank and know you ain't got no weapon and tell the folks to hand it over. It'll make you win when you're home, it'll make you brave. Amen. Yeah.
Heard on the news,
but
they stole the whole ATM machine.
Yeah, that's right. They took it out the way. They got a truck and backed it up there and hooked a chain or something up to it and pulled it out the wall. Amen. See that them little tricks, you know, that they don't see on the TV, you know. On the TV and all that old stuff, how they did or how they doing it. See, that's the reason why they don't need to show that stuff on TV, because folks learn all that stuff and that's what's going on. Folks breaking their folks' houses and stealing everything. All that stuff's on TV and how you do it, how you can make a key and all this kind of stuff and go in folks' houses. Take their cars and take everything. Yeah. Well, they need the tricks that are from the older days. Folks is warm, hungry. Don't have no job. And I was saying on the radio the other day, the boy called me up one night about 9 o'clock, called me up and said he was on the way, he went downtown to the tallest building to jump off. The brother there, right here in Stanford. And that's really why I'm really concerned about the radio station. That's the reason why I want to stay on that. I then take some chances to stay on that, because there are the people that want help, need help, and the time they need help, there is no one to be able to assist them. This fella called me up and said, told me that he was on his way to find the highest building here in Stamford to jump off and just and get down and get rid of all, kill himself. He told me he had three kids, four kids. He had a wife, but he didn't have a job. He didn't have no money. Had all these bills that he had to pay, and he just couldn't take it no more. He was looking for the tallest building that he could jump off to end it all. I had to talk to that fellow. It's about what I'm doing, to talk to that fellow, pray with that fellow until he changed his mind. They don't tell me he was glad to be able to talk to me. Told me he needed to go home. Amen. Because if he destroy himself, that wasn't going to end at all. He still got to go through something. See, so some people, see, that's the trick of the devil. The devil will get you in that position and make you think that if you kill yourself, if you destroy yourself, that's going to end at all. But it ain't not going to end at all. Not going to end at all. I really want to help people because there's a lot of folks right here standing need help. And they couldn't. I know what I'm talking about. They called me. People called me and I tell them, I said, I want you to go talk to your fellow, but they ain't got nothing to tell me. They can't help me. But they won't dare call me up though. y'all can sit there and think I'm just around here for nothing. But folks are using me.
That's right.
So now the temper came to Jesus. Now if the temper came to Jesus, most certainly that he'll come to you and I.
Amen.
He'll tell, just like that brother, just like that fellow, he'll come and tell you to destroy yourself. He'll tell you, amen, that this is the only way that you end all your property, isn't it? Get rid of it. That's what he tell you. The devil tell you that. He ain't got the heart to say he ain't no good. He just ain't no good. Man. See, so you don't need to have no ear for the sake for the devil because if you got the ear for the devil, then the devil gonna tell you something wrong because he ain't got nothing to tell you. He got nothing to tell you. So we gonna see. So he said to him,
If thou be the son of God,
see he know evil. If thou be the Son of God, I'm gonna read on it.
Command that these stones.
Look at that. You're using the words that command them. Amen. You speak the word. Speak the word. You can do it. You can speak the word. Command these stones to become bread. Read.
But he answered and said.
But Jesus did not do what he said. But Jesus answered and said.
It is written.
Look here, it's written. It's in the Bible. See, that's what we need to do. It is to go about what the Word of God. That's what I'm talking about. We've been talking about the last few days that the Word is the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
And then what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Now, these things are written
man shall not live by bread alone.
This is what's written. See, this is what we got to go by. Now, so that I can ask the question this morning about that. Amen. And now it's explaining to you. Amen. It is the only way that you can put the devil to the flight. It is to put him, to tell him that man shall not live by him. Get him behind me. Amen. And you only need to listen to him. Otherwise, you're gonna continue to listen to him. You can continue to be guided by him. If you let him continue to walk side to side with you, so you got to put him behind when? Got to put him when? Put him behind you, huh? Put him behind you. Put him at the flag. All right, watch this now. Read.
But by every word.
Amen. He said, "Go back up there."
But he answered and said.
All right, that's what you got to do. Bring it back up. Then he answered and said.
It is written.
Now, see, it is written. It is written. It is written. What you got to do. Amen. What you got to do is to put the devil to win to the flight. To the flight. It's written. It's written here in your Bible. Your Bible. I was telling y'all a few days ago, who got their Bible? Who got your Bible? Who owns the Bible? It's written in your Bible that you to do what? It is written that man shall not live by bread alone. It's written in your Bible. Amen. Jesus knows that, but Jesus wanted us to know too how to put when. Y'all ain't following me? To put the devil to a flight. What word you going to use? What you going to use? When he come, praise God, and tempt you, what you going to do? You're going to put the word on it. He ain't going to go crying. Going crying and going on. Come on here now. Well, you're going to put the word on it. Yeah, put the word on. Put the plumb gospel on it. Not no. You're going to put it to flight. All right, now watch this now.
It is written.
Now you said, it is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Man shall not live by bread alone. Now, you don't have to go to the bank and break in no bank to get no bread. Rob no bank. Come on here now. Hold up somebody. Go in somebody's pocketbook and take that money, rob somebody. No, no, you don't have to do it. Because man shall not live by a natural bread alone. That's what he's saying. Can I do what?
Live by bread alone.
Oh, no, then you break it down to cannot live by natural bread alone. So we can get a whole lot of natural bread. Get no amen now. I said, well, I got to have me some steak. I got to have me some pork chops. I got to have this in. Got to have that. But there are some people only just living off of some biscuits and some fat meat back. And they still are living. Yeah, it stops and syrup. But there are some folks that's crying, and I got to have me some steak. Amen. Otherwise, I got to have me a big time of bread. A little time of bread ain't enough for me. So Jesus is before the temple, the temple, man. The devil is tempting him. So he said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from him, from the mouth of God. All right, read.
Then the devil taketh him up.
Now that wasn't enough. The devil wanted to lead him somewhere now. The devil took him up.
Into the holy city.
How come he took him down? Took him up.
Yeah.
To the holy city. And then went with him.
And setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
Look at him. And he set him on the pinnacle of the temple. They sent him up there up high. You know, sent him up high. And then he pulled the question to him.
And said unto him.
He pulled the question to him. Said unto him.
If thou be the Son of God.
Look at, if you be the Son of God. He pulled the question to him again. If you be the Son of God. The devil don't mean you no good, children. It don't mean you no good. If thou be the Son of God. Cast these when?
Cast thyself down.
Cast thyself down. Otherwise, come down from your office. Mm-hmm. Who you are, being the Son of God. That's what he said. Cast yourself down. Read now.
For it is written. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
He shall give his angels charge concern of you. It's written.
Amen.
It's written. Amen. Praise God. The devil got some angels, you know.
He does.
Amen. He don't have to do nothing over himself. He can stick his angels on him. Mm-hmm. Yes, daughter.
That devil got a nerve in telling Jesus.
That's what I'm trying to show y'all. Amen. And that's the reason why I keep on trying to stick with this word, because the devil don't mean you no good. He got, if he didn't mean Jesus no good, he don't mean you no good. Otherwise, he's already mad. He's been mad ever since he did what he was throwing when. So ever since he was throwing out of heaven.
He knew the word because he told me it was written.
No, well, when he was walking with God, and he know all the ins and outs of what the word said, because he walked with it. He walked with God. He knows the word, just like you all now. Y'all walk with me. If you don't just stay in the church in here and obey and stay with me, you know the word. You know the in and out. I don't care where you go. If you leave with me, that word is always going to stick to you. Like some of the other folks that left here, the word is sticking with it. And the word ain't going to leave you. They know, and they know how I operate the church. And Salem was just like that. He know how to operate, amen, the kingdom of God. He know how to operate it. So, and then he know the word. He know what to say. Now, watch this, man. Watch this.
Well, it is written.
Now, he said, it is written. Now, it not only just written to Jesus and at this time, but it's written to us today. Amen. The word is written for us when?
Today.
Amen. We need to get up off it. Amen. We're gonna need this word. I don't care where you go or what you do, you're gonna need this word. So it is written,
He shall give his angel
charge concerning of you.
And in their hand, they shall bear thee up.
Now, they're going to hold you up. Look what it's saying. They're going to hold you up. Read now.
Lest at any time, thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Why you in that? Look what he's talking, right? That book is talking. You know what I mean? You go gassing your foot against the rocks. And stone, come on here now. Amen. Otherwise, kicking against the prick.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Don't be no fool here. Don't be no fool here. Amen. The devil ain't no fool. Ain't no fool. He talks some plain talk to you.
That's right.
To get you to do what he wants you to do. And when he gets through doing it, then he sit back and laugh at you. Man, praise God. Don't move. You be like that, the scripture says, and some said, I shall not be moved. Be like a tree that planted by the river. I said, we don't care what the devil says, what the devil do. I ain't going to move. I ain't going to be subject to that devil. Because he don't mean me no good.
That's right.
If some of the folks out there in that graveyard out there, if somebody would have told them what I'm telling you all, they would not be out there where they are today. Out there because they didn't hear what y'all got, y'all are hearing. They were living here. Some folks were living here in Stanford. Some were living in Alabama. Some were living down in Florida. And some were living in South Carolina, North Carolina. But they didn't hear what you hear. Amen. So they went. They were seduced by the devil. The devil would lead them, calling them to be where? Sleeping in a cold place right now.
Uh-huh.
They didn't hear what the word of God said. Now watch this here. Now watch this scripture.
He shall give his angels charge concerning
them. Now he shall give his angels charge over them. They never got angels too, you know. Just like words that God got angels. Come on here now. He going to give his angels charge over you.
And in their hands. They shall bear thee up.
And they're going to bear you up. Read.
Unless at any time thy foot
against the stone.
Jesus said unto him.
Now listen, the devil said unto that now. And now Jesus said unto them.
Unto him. It is written again.
Amen. Now don't y'all forget that. Amen. It's a first and a second. Third time that it was written unto you, what you see was in your Bible. Amen. What is written? The Word of God. The Word of God is written. So no need you trying to take it away, because you take one of them away, you still got another one. Another what? Another written. y'all better listen to what I'm saying, because I'm fussing too, you know. I said he got a first and second and third written, and then you take one away and then he still got the other. I said, because what is written. If you got to wipe out one of them, you got another. You might as well stick with all of them. I said, it's written. Read now.
Jesus said unto him.
And Jesus said unto him.
It is written again.
Oh, Lord, watch it now. Watch it. Watch it. It's written again. Take one. You take one. It's still written. It's written again. Sister Val. You might well go on with the first one. Because it's written. I know there's some good teaching there. All that thou get and understand. Now watch it, now watch this now.
Thou shalt not.
Now it's written and it's written again. Thou shalt not
tempt the Lord thy God.
Shall not tempt the Lord God. Amen. Thou shalt not and shall not tempt the Lord God. Read.
Again.
The
devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
Now he was not even satisfied on that first mountain. So now he's taking them up to him. And I told you there were three things that was there. Now he's going up to a higher mountain. Taking them up to a higher mountain. Extreme mountain. And then what did he do when he got above them?
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
And the devil don't mean you no good. He took him up to the extreme mountain and showed him, amen, all of the kingdoms of the world. Everything. How you can really control the whole kingdom of the world. Amen. Took him down to show it to him. Amen. We got a lot of preachers. When we look at the Pope, he had so many people all over the world. All over the world. Everybody, amen, was behind Pope John, the Pope. Amen. Praise God. And I don't know what they follow him as being. He going along with some of the things that they're doing. See, because you can get a lot of followers when you go along with what they're doing.
Right, that's true.
But when you talk hard to them and talk talk to them about what the Word of God actually really is saying, people ain't going to hear you. They ain't going to hear. And they saying he was so much with the young people and all of this kind of stuff, and they all love him because sometimes the reason why the young people love him because he let them do what they want to do. Now, I'm not saying this out of my own mouth. The nuns over there come and told me the same thing. They came right out there and told me the same thing. So she went to the Pope, to the priest over there, and they told the priest, amen. Why don't you talk to them young people and talk to the people? And the people the next door, they go to church looking like somebody. They all dressed up, children all dressed up, they all looking all good. And you see all the people coming over here in the church all the time, they coming to church and they looking like the world. They got all these pants on and all that kind of stuff. She said, I ain't seen nobody going there with no pants on. But she watches now, she really watches. He coming in here and sitting here, coming here in the church here, and she's sitting here and she watches everything. And she go back on there and tell him. And you're just telling me, but she goes back because she's real, got a real nose, got a, she's real nosy. Yeah, then the brother says she real newsy. Yeah, but she know the difference. Yeah. So she told me, he said, it's a difference. And you all teach the people, you teach the people the truth. You tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. And they know, she know. But see, people rather go on with things that is not true. That's just the to be looked upon as being somebody. Then, but they don't know that they are lowering their standard.
Yes.
Why don't you just go ahead on and go with the what is right instead of going with what is wrong? She knows. Yeah, yes, daughter.
You had that 10 out there. You told her the truth, didn't you?
Yeah, she know. They know. She know that. And they know right after then, what I told them out there, it come true.
The high men
were coming down. I'm not trying to fight nobody. The only thing I'm trying to do is get the word of God over to people, what they can understand. Because the Bible says, and all that thou gettest, you get an understanding of what the word of God. So if you don't understand what I'm talking about and what I'm saying, then you have a privilege to just stop me and then ask me the question, so that you could be able to get an understanding, because he all that I get it, get an understanding, because man can mess you up. Amen. Now, that man had all these people coming from all everywhere. He said it was the biggest film there ever been in the world. Biggest film. Amen. But see, and then all the reason, it was a reason for that. There's a reason for that. He might have told some good things, listen, but there was some things still was under the rug. The reason why that he had all these people bothered. I know that's right.
Had to make him a saint, they
say. Yeah, well, you can make a person a saint down here, but then Jesus is going to have the last say so.
That's right, that's it.
I mean, so sometimes we have to be careful about what we say and say about people and what we say, because you don't know what you're talking about, because they may come and get you and put you in the car, load you in the car and take you on and throw you in the ocean somewhere.
That's right.
They do that over in Haiti and Jamaica and all that kind of, the governor over there, they do that. They come in there, in your house in the morning or late at night, get you and take you out, and his family be hollering and screaming and going on, they'll get you and take you out and can say everything you want to say around certain people. All right, now watch this now.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
The devil, he took him up on the exceeding high mountain
and showed him all the kingdom of the world.
And showed him all of the kingdom of the world.
And the glory of them.
And the glory of the world. Of that. Amen. He took him up there. All right, read.
And said unto him.
And he said unto him.
All these things.
Look what the devil telling him. The man already got these things. He already got these things. He already got these things. The man already got these things. Why he gonna have to lower himself to come down and for this man to give him all of this thing that he already hears? You go to that rep church, the rep gonna teach you something different from there, because he don't understand it. He don't understand it. He don't know what to tell you. Because he does not have the what?
Revelation.
Now stick with it, though. Y'all stick with it. Because he definitely does not have the revelation. On the revelation, I'm going to teach you. Now watch this now.
All these things.
And all of these things.
Will I give thee.
Look what the man, the devil telling him, all these things I'm going to give to you, and all these things already belongs to him. He had nothing to tell him. Nothing to tell him. All of these things. Now read now.
If thou wilt fall down and worship
me. Look at that. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to fall down and do what?
Worship him.
Worship him. Amen. That was going on. And for us over with now, that was the church is headed for now. They are talking about the Catholics talking about they got this point. Another bishop. And they are talking about now. You see what they want to do, they feel like if they put a black man in there as the bishop, as the pope. And they are talking about they want to bring all the churches, not just the churches in the Catholic form, but all the churches as a whole. They want to bring them all together into this one faith. That's meanwhile we got to know what we got, and we got to hold on to what we got. Because see, the world is in a terrible thing, and I told y'all the other night, the world loves its own. Now just now, y'all can sit back and say they ain't gonna do it. You can sit back and say, because they said y'all was saying that they wasn't gonna have amen, same sex matter, and they doing it. So y'all can sit back and say all you want. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. Because somebody ain't listen to me anyway. They listen to me.
They're coming out more stronger than ever.
Amen. That becomes the world love is its own. Otherwise, they're going to do the same thing with the world does. Because they are part of the world. They're going to take over all the churches. That's what they want to do. Amen. And they got the power. They got the power. They got the people. They got the president behind them. The government's behind them. And they was all there. Y'all don't need to sit around here and be foolish. They gonna take over. Yeah, because they be foolish mean business. They gonna do it. All right, now watch this in. I'm gonna break it down. I'm getting ready to go right here. Come on.
Then said Jesus unto him.
And now Jesus is talking now, the master of everything. Now they had written up there written there talking about Jesus was a freak. That's the reason why he got on and what other folks talking about the same sex marriage now. Yes. Amen. Talking about Jesus was a freak. He was punk. He was sissy. I'll be ashamed to come up and say that. That ain't nothing but the devil. It's a disgrace. And no people saying that, they belong to the other church. Yeah.
I saw it and wanted to prove he was actually involved with Mary.
Yeah.
It was not his, that she was actually his wife, and that they had been intimate, and they had all these things, and they try and pretend that this was some lost part of the Bible that they are now finding it somewhere in the Vatican, and they're trying to bring all this stuff. It was a whole long thing about it, and I didn't watch it all, but I watched some of it.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get something on everybody. It's something on everybody. Whether it be right or whether it be wrong.
Mary Magdalene was having an affair, and they were looking at the fact that the closeness that she had with him, it wasn't just closeness of love for him as her God, but it was they were trying to say.
Well, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. That's the trick of the devil. It's the same thing of you being right and you close to me and you're trying to do what I tell you to do and be and try to keep peace with me. And the people say, well, you going with me? You like me. I like you. And the same thing. That's just the devil. And that's his job, to bring up an uproar. Keep something going all the time. All right, now watch this here now.
Then said Jesus unto him.
And then Jesus spoke now.
Get thee hence, Satan.
You get for hence, Satan.
For it is written. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Now listen, saints. Let's look at the thing systematic. Let's look at this systematic. And look at it. Amen. He didn't just stop. Jesus didn't just stop and say, well, he gave up. He didn't give up. Devil gonna, y'all got to look at it. The devil ain't going to stop coming to you and stop trying to get you to do these things and do what he wants you to do. He ain't going to stop. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, he's going to keep on approaching you. If you keep on telling you this and keep on telling you that, and he's going to keep on doing it. So I'm going to leave you all there, getting on crying and going on talking about, the devil, the devil, and he about his business. And he's doing what he wants, what he say he's going to do. Yeah.
I got a letter in my mail about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It came from out of Virginia somewhere, and it didn't have no address on it. Person name wasn't on there, but anyway, it was a letter telling me that I need some help from them, and it was from a psychic.
Yeah, well, you
did. I took and
throw
that letter up. I tried to burn it up, but I like to.
It's fact that it's the devil.
But I tore that letter up and threw it in the garbage can.
Yeah.
I don't deal in that stuff, so I don't want nobody sending me that stuff either. So I told the mailman, and I prayed and asked the Lord, don't never let that letter like that come to my house, because I'm not selling out.
See, that's the devil. Now, he's going to keep on coming back. When you resisting, he's going to keep on coming back.
I don't resist
him
because I'm not with the devil.
So that's the only way you're gonna get rid of him. You're going to have to go through fast.
All right, I'll
be. These days come too fast and pray. Everybody knows a lot of talk because the devil got power. He's a powerful man. Just like the Pope. He was a powerful man.
Yeah, fast and
pray. Mm-hmm. Right. Keep on coming back. Yes, read, daughter.
Then said Jesus unto him. Get thee hence, Satan.
Now that the master of everything said, get hence behind me, Satan. Read.
For it is written. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God. And him only shalt thou serve.
And nobody else. Nobody else. Amen. If you're walking with the devil, then Jesus said to you and I, amen, get him behind me. And ain't no two of the Lord. They don't get one of the Lord. So now, you got to worship him only, nobody else. Now, all right, another person there, come on.
Then the devil leaveth him.
And the devil left him.
And behold.
And look now.
Angels came. And ministered unto him.
Amen. When you resist the devil, then you're going to have some angels to come and minister to you. Take it away, get away from him. That's what a lot of people need to do. They need to get the devil henceforth.
Go away.
I don't want you around me. I don't want you walking with me. I don't want you to become no part of you. That's what he's saying.
Go away.
Huh?
Get away from me. It's not behind me. It's just go away.
Go away.
Get away from me.
When I tell you, y'all, get behind me, you're supposed to be away from me, son.
All right. Get away from me.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I say get behind me, and then you be away from me. That means four away from me.
That's right.
So don't need looking at the second. There ain't no second about that. That means get away from me, far away from me.
Stay
away. That's it. Yeah. All right. Okay. And then we'll hold that down, and then let's go to that B-E-U-T. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 7. Somebody call them up and tell them to come up here. I'm closing down.
For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land.
Look here. Look now. What it said in Deuteronomy, amen, 8 and 7. It said, and the Lord thine God bring you into a good ground. Read now.
A land of of brooks of water.
A land that is a brook.
A water.
A water.
A fountain.
A fountain.
And depths.
And depths.
That spring out of valleys and hills.
That springs out of valleys and hills. I was talking to my wife, and they were talking to me yesterday. We were out in the yard out there. We had some apple trees out there. Apple tree out there. It don't rot away. The whole tree will rot away. It's all leaning on down and back there. And I was telling her, well, you see, that Lord, sometimes we have to go back and remember what the scripture said. The Lord said he's going to curse the ground if we don't live right. If we don't do the things that are right, he's going to curse the ground. And everything that you plant is not going to grow. And then I brought it to her, amen, a few years ago. And the Lord sent a real cold freezing. And it frees up hundreds and thousands of acres of fruit trees. I went down to Florida down there. I mean, the trees from miles and miles, you can see they're all dead. God cursed it. White people down there were crying, amen, because see they were selling all this stuff and they weren't honest with God. You see, the God said that he taxed everybody for their win, for their tithes and their offering. And when you don't do right with God, God said he'll curse you. He'll curse, amen, everything your hand touched. He'll do what?
Curse.
He'll curse everything that your hand touched. Everything that you own, he'll curse it. People losing their homes. Don't know how they're losing their home and why they're losing their home. They're losing it. It is because they don't do right towards God. Mm-hmm. And it's not your smartness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how much you know.
Right.
When you don't do, don't come up and do what God said do, because he ain't nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
You think God going to give the devil all the power to do what he's doing here, what we don't read? Amen. And he don't have no power. And God don't have no power. Amen. If the devil got down so much of power to be able to do all what he was doing in the scripture we just read. Amen. How in the name of God you think how much power the God got?
All right.
The devil ain't got nothing to it, but God got it. Don't be foolish and thinking that we can go on, keep on and go on by and let's do what we want to do. You know, God get tired. When he get tired, he'll blow on whatever you got. He said he'll blow on your field. You know, I preached a few years ago, don't let God walk out on your field. Amen. You got a field and you got so much coming out of it. You're making money and you're being blessed. Amen. Don't let God walk out on us.
All right.
Sometimes we sit around, we cry, and we got so much, we don't even think about what that Bible said. The Bible said, amen, it tells us, amen, that you're going to be blessed, amen, abundantly. Yeah, you're going to be blessed, but, and we got more than we need. We look around, you got more clothes than you need, you got a food, and then we still sit around crying the blues.
Right.
When you do right, you got to be blessed. So what God's saying. And so your house is all full. Folks giving you this and giving you that and helping you here and helping you that. And then some of us still crying the blues. But if we look at things, we are blessed. Because the Bible says so. And then not your goodness and how much you know and your good. It is because of God smile upon you.
Amen.
All right, now watch this. Let's do the Romans.
For the Lord thy God.
For the Lord thy God
bringeth thee into a good land.
Now he going to bring us into a good land, a good land, a good land. Amen, because he got power. He going to bring us into a good land. Read now.
A land of brooks of water.
Look in, a land that is rich. And brooks of water. You got a land that ain't no water running there. You're in a bad shape. You're in a bad shape. You got some land that ain't no water. You ain't getting ain't no water nowhere about it. You're in a bad shape. So he said, land that brooks of water. Read.
A fountain.
Look at a fountain.
And depths.
And the depths.
That spring out of valleys and hills.
And all that has spring out of valleys and hills. Read.
A land of wheat. And barley. And vines.
And fig trees. Look at that. Look at that. And a lot of our houses around here in Stamford, right here in Stamford, Waterbed and all of it, they had fig trees. They had all kinds of trees. And now everything is dead. Don't even get them no more. You go down south, down it's the same thing down south. I don't know. Am I prophesying right?
Yes,
sir. Some of y'all don't. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Amen. You go down there, the trees, ain't bare nothing. Ain't nothing on it. Nothing on it. Ella Hartwig said that this year the pecan tree, there ain't no pecan on there. Okay? Not only him, this brother Willie told me, he ain't got no pecan.
Mm-hmm.
No pecan. And then some years, the pecan be on the tree, amen, but there ain't nothing on the inside of the pecan.
Right.
So God cussed it. But God will get tired of you. He'll do something. He ain't want to take no mess off of us.
That's right.
Amen. And see, the devil, and sometimes we put it all on the devil. Says the devil did this. The devil don't do everything y'all say he's doing. Amen. And God get tired of us. Because we don't do what we don't obey. His word. Huh?
Right.
Obey his word. Now, all right, now watch this now.
And fig trees.
And pomegranate.
And
pomegranate down there. There used to be plenty of pomegranate. And most of the stuff now that you get now, there ain't no a fruit you get now. They don't taste like nothing. There ain't no juice in them. And no pomegranate ain't nothing in it. Just as dry can get. Not like it used to be. Because God said he's going to cuss you. If you don't obey his word, he's going to curse everything. And don't need nobody sitting up talking about this. Because you ain't greater than God. The devil ain't greater than God. When God gets tired of it, he'll blow on you. And that's why we need God. That's why we need to obey the scriptures. Obey the word of God. Stick with it. God cut you off, and you're gonna cut the people off. Then the other day, and then the man talking about you ain't got no gas in Stanford, no gas in. You can't get no gas, and you can't get this, and you can't get that. Amen. If we pray and fast, and then ain't nothing the devil can do. Get all the gas you want to get. He'll cut the world off from you, but he's gonna have to cut you off if you do what the word of God said. Uncle Jackson said. Amen. When back at the prison times, you couldn't get no gas, and there was the white lady, she get all the gas she wanted to get, and all the food, and all the steak, and all the pork chops she wanted. But come down to the black man, you couldn't get it. And I was telling my wife the other day, we couldn't even buy a Pepsi Cola. You need a Coca Cola, because that wasn't a black man's soda. A black man's soda was a big RC or big one of big souls, you know. That wasn't a black, but the little soda like a Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola, a black man couldn't buy. No, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, not the business people, business folks, and all that kind of stuff. They don't want to get a Coca Cola, Dr. Pepper. You can get your soda was one of them great big old mouths, monster, black folks. Man, but see, God done brought us from out a long ways, and then what we need is we need to get on board and get in this word and stick with this word so we can get back to what we were. We don't fell away. Amen. The world, the people, and everything that fell away, all of the grounds, it's gone away. Amen. So the scripture is telling us, read now, daughter, because don't come in here.
And pomegranates. A land of olives.
And look at the land of olive, all these things. They see, amen. God cussed them. He'll cuss them. If you don't do what he said, do read now.
A land of oil olive.
Look at the land of oil olive. All these things. Come on, read.
And honey.
Look at him. Read.
A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness.
Yeah, a land. Come on, read.
Thou shalt not lack anything in it.
Uh-huh.
A land whose stones are iron.
Look at this. A land of the stones are iron.
And out of whose hills thou mayest dig grass.
Mm-hmm.
When thou hast eaten and art full,
read.
Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God.
Now what you got to do when your field is full, that's what it's saying. When your field is full, when you see that you're blessed, you have some food in your refrigerator, have some food in your pantry. Come on here now. That's what he's talking about. Then you see you got all of these things, and some of us, as I said, we got more than we need in our house, more than we need. But we still mumbling and still doing what? Still complaining. But the scripture is saying when we see that we got these things, then we need to do what? Need to thank the Lord. We need to thank the Lord. Don't just keep on mumbling and complaining. Am I right?
Right.
Why don't you tell me that?
You're right.
Now, what does it say?
When thou hast eaten and art full.
Look at it. When thou hast eaten
and art full.
And you're full.
Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God.
Look here. When you eat. And for how many in here we eat and we be full, but some of us we don't even bless the Lord. We don't thank the Lord for it. Even you thank the Lord for the food for you eat. You thank the Lord for the food for you eat, but when you eat it and you full, that's what he's saying here now. Y'all get that right? Get this right now. Amen. First, you thank the Lord for the food. And blessed that it be sanctified, that it won't harm you, that it won't harm your body and what help you. But after you, he said here, after that you eat, don't be foolish. After you eat, and then you do what with it? Then you bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, I thank you for the food. And that I'm full. And you satisfy my hunger. A lot of folk eat, listen, saint. A lot of people eat, and when they eat, they still ain't satisfied. They still hungry. Still looking for something to eat. Go in the refrigerator, look for something in the pantry, looking for something to eat. Then they get full. But the Lord said, you eat, and then you satisfied, and then you don't thank him. Bless the Lord. Yeah, read now, daughter, I'm coming.
Then I shall bless the Lord thy God.
And then I shall bless the Lord thy God.
For the good land which he hath given me.
For the good land and which he has given me. Amen. It wasn't my good, no, my goodness that I got that land. But the Lord blessed me with the land that I got. Read now.
Beware. That thou forget not thy Lord.
Don't never forget the Lord. Never forget the Lord. Amen. You hang in there. You hang with it. Hang with it. Put it in. All right, read.
Thy God. And not keeping his commandments.
No. All right, then. What I'm going to do, I'm gonna hold that down, and then I come back there on Sunday. Right. Amen. We come back there, and we're still talking. What we're talking about, amen, putting amen, Satan to a wind,
right,
to a flight. We put wind.
Satan to a flight.
That's what we're going to be talking about next week. Deuteronomy chapter
8.
Chapter 8 and verse
7.
We'll start off there in 7.
Start in verse 11.
Start in verse 11. Oh, we got a whole lot there. We'll work on it. Amen. We'll see. Putting when? Putting who to devil? Putting the devil to a flight. Amen. Don't listen to him. You don't want him around you. You don't want him, amen. You want him a distance from you. You don't want him walking side of you. You want him to be a distance from you. Putting to a flight. All right, God bless you. In the hands of the superintendent. God bless you, superintendent.